This is Antimatter, the marketing podcast hosted by Great Matter, where we mix strategy and digital marketing with explosive results. Welcome back to Antimatter. I'm Adam Weiss, President and CEO of Great Matter.
And I'm Annie Cahoon, Head of Marketing.
Today, we're tackling one of the biggest tensions in marketing, the battle between what feels good now and what builds value later.
Oh, I know this feeling. You launch a new lead gen campaign and everything just clicks. The leads are flooding in, cost per click is low, conversion rate is through the roof, and for once, the sales team is actually happy with the quality of leads that you're sending.
Finally, those guys, the damn sales team. Right, you're walking around the office like you just discovered fire. You're a marketing genius. Nothing can stop you now.
But then the campaign ends, and a week later, the pipeline is bone dry, and you're right back to where you started, desperately scrambling for the next hit.
It's like being a coked up hamster in his little wheel, running faster and faster, chasing the next quick hit, but he's not really getting anywhere. Like your campaign, you're just trying to keep the lights on, but you're not actually getting anywhere sustainable. Time for another hit of Coke.
So today we're talking about how to break that cycle. How do you balance the short-term sprints that keep your business alive with the long-term marathon that actually builds something lasting?
Because, spoiler alert, you have to do both. The companies that survive and thrive figure out how to make short-term wins and long-term strategy work together, not against each other.
Okay, before we bash quick wins too much, let's be honest. Short-term campaigns aren't evil. They're actually essential.
Absolutely. Those targeted social campaigns, flash sales, webinar promotions, they generate immediate cash flow. They pay salaries. They keep the lights on. And here's the thing people forget. They give you the resources to even think about long-term strategy.
You can't build a cathedral if you can't afford to buy stones. And from a team morale perspective, quick wins are huge. Nothing kills motivation faster than working on some massive brand-building project for 6 months with zero visible results.
It's a proof of concept, too. A successful short-term campaign gives you data. It shows what messaging resonates, which channels work, what your audience actually responds to. That data becomes the foundation for your long-term strategy.
So let's be clear. We're not anti-short-term. We're anti-short-sighted. There's a big difference.
But here's where it goes wrong. The sugar rush becomes your entire diet. You get addicted to tactics that give you a quick hit, but slowly poison your brand.
The classic example? Constant discounting. A brand runs a 20% off sale, it works great, so they do it again next month. Then again, but before you know it, your audience is trained to never pay full price.
You've accidentally positioned yourself as the cheap option. And good luck climbing out of that hole. I see this all the time. Brands that hit their quarterly numbers but completely destroy their long-term pricing power.
Or the email marketing death spiral. Every email is buy now. Every subject line is last chance. You're making constant withdrawals from your trust bank without ever making deposits.
Looking at you, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh my God, you got those too? It was like they're trying to set a record for how quickly they can train me to unsubscribe.
And the amount of trash that they've generated in my mailbox was unreal. That said, the result is always the same. Your open rates crater, your audience tunes out, and suddenly your most valuable asset, their attention, is gone. You've traded a long-term relationship for a few one-night stands. So what does long-term actually look like? These are the activities that don't give you that instant dopamine hit, but create real, sustainable value over time.
SEO and content creation. Writing genuinely helpful blog posts that answer your customers' actual questions. Yes, it might take 6 months to rank on Google, but then it generates leads for years.
Building an email list, not just collecting names, but actually nurturing relationships with people who want to hear from you. Community building, participating in industry forums, hosting user groups, creating spaces where your customers can connect with each other.
This stuff doesn't show up in monthly reports. It's about consistency and patience, but it's also what saves you when everything else falls apart.
When your competitors are freaking out about rising Facebook ad costs, you're still getting predictable organic traffic. When Instagram changes its algorithm, you still have a direct line to your audience through email.
The key is treating these like assets, not activities. You're building something that compounds over time, not just keeping busy. So here's the million-dollar question. How do you actually connect short-term campaigns to long-term strategy? Because most people treat them like completely separate things.
The secret is making every short-term campaign leave behind a long-term asset. Let me give you a real example. Say you're running a webinar to generate leads this month.
Okay, so the sprint goal is obvious. Get X number of qualified leads in 30 days. But how do you make it work for the marathon, too?
First, you record the whole thing. Edit it, clean it up, post it on YouTube. Now it's an SEO asset that can rank for relevant keywords for years.
Transcribe the content. Turn the key points into a comprehensive blog post. Another SEO asset.
Clip the best moments into 5 to 10 short videos for social media. Now you have the content for next month.
And turn the slides into a downloadable PDF guide that becomes a lead magnet for the next 6 months.
See what happened here? One 90-minute webinar just fueled your content strategy for an entire quarter. You got the immediate leads, but you also built assets that keep working long after the live event.
It's not about doing twice as much work. It's about being strategic with the work you're already doing. First, audit your last quarter. Go through every campaign you ran and categorize it. Pure sprint or marathon asset? Be brutally honest. If it's 90% sprint, 10% marathon, you've found your problem.
Second, pick one upcoming short-term campaign and ask yourself, how can I design this so it leaves behind at least one long-term asset? Can the ad copy become a blog post? Can the customer research become an infographic?
And third, and this one's important, schedule a quarterly brand health meeting. In that meeting, you're forbidden from talking about this month's leads or revenue. You only look at long-term metrics, organic traffic growth, email list engagement, branded search volume.
This forces you to keep your eye on the marathon while you're running sprints, because the companies that last understand that short-term and long-term strategy aren't enemies, they're partners.
Use your sprints to create the assets that help you win the marathon. That's how you build a marketing engine that doesn't just run on sugar, but actually builds sustainable strength.
Next time, we're talking about something that could completely change how you think about growth. Why your existing customers might be your biggest untapped opportunity.
You won't want to miss it. Until then, if this episode made you rethink your approach to balancing short and long-term marketing, share it with someone on your team. These conversations are what actually shift strategy.
Thanks for listening to Antimatter. See you next time.